And now the story of a national movement that pits energy demand against the rights of local citizens. How can a town control the quality of its water and quality of life when the pressures of fossil fuel development are pitched as everything from jobs to instant riches to national security? Oklahoma is on the front lines of this battle between states and localities. While counties and towns consider regulations on fracking for natural gas and oil, the Oklahoma House and Senate are trying to beat them to the punch by prohibiting municipal and county bans on any kind of oil and gas drilling, including fracking and wastewater injection wells. Earlier this week, I spoke with Jeff Hickman. He's a Republican and the Oklahoma Speaker of the House, whose legislation would give localities some discretion, but says only the state has the knowledge to handle this kind of issue.
The city councils and these municipalities would have the authority to set reasonable setbacks for drilling. And I think it's very important to give those types of things to the municipalities. But they don't have the expertise that the Corporation Commission does. They don't have the scientific experts on staff that would be needed to either approve or not approve these requests from the energy sector.
In a conversation that reflects the debate right now in Oklahoma, I spoke with local control activist and Democrat Corey Williams, representing the people of Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, we're for local control, except for when we're not. And in this particular situation, leadership and oil and gas are not for local control. My community had an oil well put about 200 foot off of the back end of a subdivision that had existed for about 30 years. And the acreage that it was put on was a clear 160, so they could easily have put that rig on the other side of the 160. It would have been less intrusive and detrimental to the people that were living there, but they just chose not to because it was more convenient and more expeditious to put it where they put it. The Corporation Commission isn't necessarily responsive to issues like that, and certainly the State House and Senate are non-responsive to those issues. So the constituents went to the City Council and the Planning Commission, went through the appropriate process to start having ordinances drafted that would assist them in protecting their quality of life and their families, only to have oil and gas come in and really use the heavy hand to start lobbying that city council and move things over to the state level.
And in your district, what do constituents say about the quality of life issues and the concerns about water as the demand for fracking seems to increase?
Well, with the quality of life issues, they're a little bit outraged that we give oil and gas such a carte blanche to really do what they want. When we bifurcated our surface rights from our mineral rights long ago, some of these issues weren't as apparent. But now we have a lot of out-of-state mineral owners or corporations as the mineral owners. And then we have mom and pops sitting on top of those minerals. It makes for, in some instances, kind of a tense relationship. And with regard to the water, you know, we're also in the middle of a drought right now, and water is becoming scarce. And whenever you start talking about the amount of water that we're using for hydraulic fracturing, it's billions of gallons a year. We estimate that we're actually shooting two Lake Hefners a year underground in Oklahoma right now.
Representative Williams, it sounds as though you're saying that it's the most American thing in the world to do to protect water and to, particularly in times of a drought, to protect the resources of citizens within a municipal community. But Speaker Hickman says that, no, in fact, it's un-American to even think about a fracking ban as has been contemplated in the legislature.
For someone to say that you can't use your property as you see fit to develop income for yourself or your family, I think goes counter to really the founding of this country.
What's your reaction?
We regulate all kinds of uses for property. And again, it gets back to you're for it when you're for it and you're against it when you're against it. And we have all kinds of what everybody considers to be reasonable restrictions on the use of property for all kinds of uses throughout the country, and certainly the state of Oklahoma. Allowing the people closest to make decisions for the people they represent, in many instances, yields the best results. Whenever I gave a debate against Speaker Hickman's bill on the floor, I said, this should remain at the city level because nobody in this room cares. And you don't care because you're not bad people. You don't care because it doesn't impact you. It doesn't affect you. It's not behind your neighbor's house. It's not behind your house. But I assure you, who does care are my five city councilors and my planning commissioners in Stillwater. And they've put together a very reasonable approach and a very reasonable plan. But I can tell you, the definition of reasonable should have been defined inside this language, because oil and gas has a very different term of what reasonable is versus what my constituents think is reasonable.
And that's something that flatly Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker of the House, Jeff Hickman, told us when he said that there's a slippery slope here and that a fracking ban would violate the very precepts of how the oil and gas industry operates in the state of Oklahoma. Here he is talking to us.
Make no mistake, a fracking ban is a drilling ban.
Is that your view? Fracking ban is basically a drilling ban? You can't have a drilling ban in Oklahoma?
Well, I disagree with the assertion that a fracking ban is a drilling ban. These wells, they can go a mile to a mile and a half on the horizontal once they're underground. And so it is not unconscionable to ask the industry to move away from already established dwelling units and subdivisions and municipalities. So no, I disagree with the assertion that a fracking ban is a drilling ban.
Corey Williams, have you ever sat in the living room of one of your constituents or someone in Oklahoma who's experiencing some of the kinds of seismic issues that have been attributed to fracking and some of the oil and gas development?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've sat in my living room and felt it quite a bit. I've been all over my district visiting with people to see the damage that's been caused. And it's kind of death by a thousand cuts right now, because we're getting a lot of property damage, but it doesn't rise to the level of catastrophic. So it's hard to be compensated for it, either on insurance coverage, and certainly oil and gas companies aren't paying for it. And so you're seeing fissures start to open up in people's foundations and their walls, doors won't shut, windows won't open, things like that. So yeah, I've sat in those living rooms, and it has been my living room on more than one occasion.
The realities of politics in Oklahoma, I mean, you're a Democrat.
Right.
I mean, you make a great case, and Speaker Hickman is also seems like a very reasonable guy, but it would seem to me that the chance of you having an impact here is close to zero.
Well, in public opinion, I'm winning. In what we're doing here at the State House, you're right, I'm losing. People in Logan County and in Payne County, where Stillwater's located, are incredibly frustrated by the increased seismic activity. All of the scientists tell us that we're building to a denouement of what they predict will be a 6.5 to 7.5 earthquake. Here at the state capitol, we seem to be putting our heads in the sand with regard to regulating the pressures and volumes of those disposal wells. And instead, we are making sure the oil and gas industry is protected.
Corey Williams currently serves in the Oklahoma House of Representatives. He's a Democrat representing District 34 in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Corey Williams, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.